This is the night news on QC Pod. I'm Sammy Ali. QC Pod features the people, projects, movements, and ideas that make up the Queens College community. To learn more, visit us at queenspodcastlab.org/QCPod. On this episode, Queens College graduate and native New Yorker from Far Rockaway, Queens, Marina Ramirez, talks about her experience as a teaching assistant in France, made possible through a program called TAPIF. Take a listen. What initially sparked your interest in studying French, and how did you end up majoring in it at Queens College?
Oh, well, that goes way back when I was in elementary school. So Spanish was my first language, obviously, because my parents are from El Salvador. So I just started speaking Spanish. And when I was in first grade, they put me in a ESL class. And then like within like a month or two, they saw that I picked up on English really quick. So they took me out of that class and they put me in regular classes. And when I was in those classes, I just started speaking in English. I just started losing my, how can I say it? I was not in touch with my roots as I was when I was younger. So I was becoming more Americanized. And my mom, she's a single mother. She's the one who raised me, right? And she started noticing that I will not speak Spanish to her. And she started seeing that I was rebelling as well. So she was like, okay, I see. And she didn't even try in English. She only spoke to me in Spanish. So I was just getting irritated by that. And during the time as well, like 14, 15, I was taking French classes. She went to speak to my social worker and they decided to take me out of French and learn Spanish. So,
oh wow.
Yes, so that's what happened. And then after that, when I graduated from high school at 18, I studied psychology. But then towards the last two semesters at LaGuardia Community College, I decided to take Portuguese. And I noticed I was really good at it. So I'm like, why don't I go back to French since I did well in English, Spanish, Portuguese. So, yeah. Wow. My mom didn't like the decision, though, but.
Did you take?
So there were so many. I can't remember the exact like codes or numbers to the classes, but there were two and specific that I enjoyed. One was a Euro class, but it was about fashion in France and in Italy, because, of course, Paris in France is like the epicenter of fashion. And the other class was a business class in French with Professor Fadul. So everything that we've read together or worked on, I've seen it with my own eyes. So I really enjoyed both those classes.
So would you say that you learned a lot of like French history and civilization while at Queens College? And you said that you saw that when you went to France.
Oh, of course. I'm not going to lie to you. When I chose French as my major, I thought we were only going to learn French, but no, it's like history, civilization, even the culture behind it as well. So for example, when I applied for TAPIF, I chose Normandy as my first choice because I've always been obsessed with the story of, can I say it in French? Jeanne d'Arc. And so fortunately, I got to work for the Academy of Normandy, and I lived in a historic city called Lillebonne. So I was just a few minutes away from the Roman Theater, and there was a museum there as well. And I was an hour away from Le Havre, which was a city that was completely destroyed during World War II. So, and they reconstructed it and it looks more modern now. And I got to visit the city like every other week because I just thought it was a beautiful and artistic, it was like an art itself. Le Havre. And also I went to Rouen a couple
may not know what the program is, about, what exactly TAPIF is.
Oh, yes. So TAPIF is an abbreviation for a teacher's assistant program in France. So this is like kind of like pre-professionalism. So after you graduate with your diploma in French, you can go to, you can apply for TAPIF online, tapif.org, and fill out an application. But also, you have to pay for this application. I believe it's around 80 euros. And you kind of have to wait like 2 3 months until you receive a response, right? But obviously in the application, I should have mentioned that before, you have to choose three regions that you would like to work in. So I remember the first time it was the Academy of Normandy, then the Academy of Aix-Marseille in the south, and then the Academy of Strasbourg in the east. So, yeah, and that's what happened. And then I received the email a couple of months later, and they said, "Congratulations, you'll be working for the Academy of Normandy." And that's what happened. And then after that, I had to wait like 2 more months because they had to place me somewhere in Normandy. And that's what happened. I was placed in a school in Grouchy-Lavalas and in Bolbec. And they're only like 10 minutes away from each other, taking the bus around there. But I lived in Lillebonne, so that was like a 15-minute bus ride for me. But it wasn't bad. So.
With the application process and majoring in French, what motivated you to do this program? Because, the two are very different. You can major in French and never go to France. So what motivated
That's
you?
very true. Now, what you're mentioning is it's true. There's people who study French, but they decide to stay in America and kind of stay in their bubble, like how I would say it. But for those who want to experience something different and have an open mind and love adventures, do TAPIF. I feel like that's a great opportunity to really get to know the culture and the people as well, in the language. Like, the language is so important, because when I was in France, I already had these ideas that, okay, the majority of them speak English because they're learning English from elementary school. So I thought maybe at some point most of them are gonna cut me off and they're gonna be like, I speak English, it's fine, right? But no, there was plenty of people who were like, no, my English is bad. Oh, like we can speak French together, it's fine. So there's different realities in France. So not all of them speak English. So
Leave New York, for an extended period.
I will not, I'll be honest. In the beginning, I was excited. And then when I got on that plane and we were like in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, I did start crying because it's like I had to, like, I really had to apply and work on the other side of the world and leave my mom and my rabbits behind because they are the only two that I have. So yeah, that was hard for me, especially because I couldn't find a job in New York. So during COVID and even after, like pre-COVID, it was difficult. And TAPIF gave me this wonderful opportunity. So it's like if this had to happen.
Language
How did
barriers? I mean,
your.
I would assume not so much now, but when you first started, were there any?
Oh, yes. It was so bad the first time because I thought maybe, because I'm compassionate with. Not only with the students, but also with the colleagues and people outside of the school. When they want to speak English to me, I'm very patient. Like I hear them out, like I even help them make a phrase in English as well. But then when it comes to French, maybe the adults are a little more patient. They want to help me out, they're open, but the kids, They can be little goofballs sometimes or tease me, and but the majority did help me pronounce words or teach me as well. So it's like we're learning from one another. That's what I can say.
Yeah. The culture in Normandy, and what did you learn about culture in Marseille? Is it very different?
Oh yes, they're completely different. So in Normandy, even the weather itself, it's always raining. It's always gloomy and cloudy over there. And when I would take the bus, I always saw animals like cows and chickens and sheep. And the people were more into nature. They were more serious as well. And but I feel like Northerners, I feel like they're more fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. Because in Normandy, they really taught me their culture. Like they really showed me Normandy itself. So for example, a couple of ladies, they took me to the débarquement, D-Day, what the beach is. And they showed me around Le Havre, like I was telling you guys, a historical city that was bombarded during World War II. And Rouen, they showed me around Rouen. And yeah, and like even some words that they use out there. And I'm not gonna, they're pretty funny as well because they tend to make fun of Southerners. So when I would tell them, oh, I'm off to Marseille, they're like, oh, be careful out there. They would say they're a little crazy as well. And the way they speak, they would warn me that you're gonna probably have a hard time or difficulties understanding what they're saying. So I'm like, okay. And no, I see what they're saying now that I'm here in the South. They have a strong accent and they have a way of living. So right now I'm in Provence. So they call it la vie provençale. So they're more slower down here. They take it easy. They're calm. Yeah, and other things I do not want.
Can you talk a little bit about the educational system in France and any differences you've seen versus America?
Oh yeah, so oh this is kind of maybe that's where it gets serious for me. How can I put this together for you guys? Okay, so for example, here in France, the teachers, many of them have not had a good experience the first years of teaching. So yeah, the education system here is different. For example, when you're young, you're single, you don't have commitment, majority of the teachers are sent out to the tougher schools, like in the outskirts of Paris. So that's why when I sit down and speak to the teachers, they tell me all these stories. And I'm like, oh, so that's how it works. They're like, yeah. So if the rectorat, the one that's in charge of sending the teachers to the schools in France, like that's what they're gonna do to the young ones. And here in general in Provence, I feel like they're more strict compared to Normandy. So like I said, Northerners, I feel like they're a little more fun. Down here, they're more, how can I say, uptight, like serious. They're like, so that's what I can say. But in America, I've been in New York my whole life. So I'm really not sure how it works out there. Professor Fadul, can you chime in and tell me?
Day life, or what has day-to-day life been like while living in France?
So my day-to-day life, well, both in Normandy and here in Provence, what I like is every other week they change my schedule. So I feel like I'm not on what's that word? What can I say? A
Stagnant.
routine. I don't have a routine. So, and I love that because I felt like back in New York, it's like, okay, transit, school, work, transit, school, work. And that was my life back in New York. But here it's like we can change it up. And when we have les vacances scolaires, we can go off and travel and do whatever we want because we're practically on our own. We're independent. So, yeah, and the fact that, like I have my job here, I have my own apartment here in Provence, and I can go out and travel, and I just love the lifestyle here, my lifestyle here.
Could you talk?
With the traveling part, I did most of my traveling in France. So when my first time with TAPIF, I traveled to Lille, Versailles, Paris, Strasbourg, Marseille, and towards the end of my contract, I was able to travel to Morocco. So from there, I traveled to three cities. So I started with Tanger, Rabat, and then I finished off with Marrakech. And now the second time around, I went to Albania for Christmas slash my birthday. So I stayed in the capital of Tirana. And I had a blast, and I met people from different parts of the world as well. So that was a great experience. And it's
Wow.
cheap too, because like the countries are nearby. So it's not like back in New York. It's kind of like it's expensive to travel across the globe, and even traveling to Latin America or, yeah.
So not only did TAPIF give you a chance to, obviously travel to France, but from there you're able to, go to all these other countries.
Exactly. Because Africa, the continent, the beautiful continent of Africa is right there. And I'm also in America, I mean, in Europe. So there's other neighboring countries as
That
well.
you've had while, doing TAPIF and living in France. Any stories you can share?
I think one of the best experiences I've had was my first day in France when I went to see the Eiffel Tower with my own eyes. So, because I always saw it in movies, and to see it with my actual eyes, it's like it just felt amazing. But obviously, I was trying to be discreet and not look too excited, or else I'd come off as a tourist. So, yeah, but I couldn't contain myself. I was really excited. Seeing the train station, and I walked out of Saint-Charles, and I looked out. I just saw the sun in the horizon in the buildings. I was like, oh. And I saw graffiti, because there's graffiti everywhere, but I see it as a form of art. I was like, this is beautiful. So I saw so much graffiti everywhere I walked, like every block. And I'm like, why? Right? But people always made fun of how, like, the buildings are old, the people are this and that. I don't want to repeat what they said. But I decided to take a trip to Château d'If. And when I walked in there, it was like an old prison that was meant for Protestant Christians, I believe. So when I looked on the walls, there was graffiti all over those walls, but not with spray paints or markers or pens or pencils. They would carve it out, right? And it was like a form of protest because they wanted to be free. And eventually I walked into one room, and I sent you the picture, Professor Fadul, where I graffitied on the wall, because that's what it was meant for tourists to do that. So now I understood why there's graffiti all like everywhere you walk in Marseille.
You have evolved in a way that you would not have evolved had you not gone, had you had not made the choice of going through all this.
I believe France has shaped me. I feel like I'm still Marina. Marina's Marina, but France has shaped me, meaning all the experience, other experiences I've had has humbled me, because I came in with certain expectations and thoughts, and it was a completely different reality here. So yes, it changed. It made me more as it made me more independent as a person, to be to come off more humble and more I'm gonna say, how can I say this? Yeah, those two, I would say, independent and humble, and to really take things seriously, especially because now I'm in Provence teaching high schoolers. They're learning more about serious topics in school. So, yeah, like I feel like I've matured much more. In America, I felt like, especially in New York City, I didn't have the time to even like reflect or think about certain things or like how I am as a person. So, not like here in France.
So, just to give some, what types of financial help did you seek? Did you receive, like, did you get scholarships for it? Did you have to take out loans? If only if you're comfortable with answering.
No, this is actually helpful for the viewers. So for example, financially, here in Provence, it's way more expensive. So 450 euros for rent each month. So, and we only get paid like 813 euros. So it will show that on the tapif.org, on tapif.org. So they would recommend you to apply for CAF. It's like a housing assistance, but it's completely free. So you don't pay the government back and they don't take anything from your check. So that's the best part about CAF. So
So, what qualifications? I mean, do they pay the rent for you, or do they, is your rent cheaper because of it?
well, they don't pay the whole thing. They give you a rough estimate on how much they can give you for each month. And they will put it in your bank account every 15th of each month. So that's what they do in CAF.
When thinking about all the experiences that you've lived through while doing TAPIF, is there anything that you wish you had known before doing the program?
Oh yes, because life here is spontaneous and there was just certain things. I thought to myself like you should have not done those things or you should have done them, right? So for example, the first time I did not apply for CAF. So I could have saved more money like that. And also I could have prepared more worksheets or more fun activities for the kids back in middle school, right? I feel like I could have changed something in that area because my second time now here in France, I'm like, wow, like I felt like I should have been a little more serious probably when it came to preparing work, but maybe because the teachers that I worked with, I always asked them like, would you like me to prepare something? Would you like me to extract something from your work just so they can recap on that or use the material that they're working with you with me, right? And they were like, no, you could do whatever you want. It's fine by us. So maybe, yeah. Like that would have been nice, but that's why this time around, the second time I asked them, what would you like me to do? What would you like me to work on with the kids? So yeah, mostly with my
And then,
work with them.
And lastly, what advice would you give to students who are interested in doing TAPIF?
Well, what I can tell them is it's coming with an open mind. That's what I can tell them. Just like don't come in with these false expectations or stereotypes on France, the French culture, and the people or language, right? Because, like I've explained, in each region in France, it's completely different and the lifestyle as well. So they have to be prepared with what's going to be presented in front of them. So, and to adapt.
You have been listening to QC Pod, the podcast about all things Queen's College. We are on Twitter at QC Pod and on the web at queenspodcastlab.org/QCPod. I would like to give a special thanks to Professor Paul Fadul for organizing this podcast with Marina, as well as participating throughout the interview. Our theme music is Lake Monsters by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants. I'm Samuel Lee. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.